Welcome to Legends of the Hall, the podcast centered around the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs, telling the stories of the greatest stars in the history of Pro Rodeo. On today's show, we continue to take a look at this year's class of inductees to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. We'll talk to Daryl Diefenbach, a native of Australia and National Finals Rodeo Selected Bullfighter. This is professional rodeo announcer Steve Kenyon. Legends of the Hall is being sponsored by Wrangler, the official Western Wear Pro Rodeo. Long live Cowboys. In just a moment, you'll hear from bullfighter Daryl Diefenbach.
Hey, y'all, this is Cody Johnson. When I was starting out in music, most every radio station and venue I went to told me no. At that point, you got two options: tuck tail and quit, or buckle down and fight. Well, I'm a fighter, not a quitter. And that's why I wear Wrangler jeans and shirts. Their toughness and style are legendary. They're an iconic symbol of the West, and there's no quit in them either. Life's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And if I'm going to enjoy the ride, I'm riding in Wrangler. Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
There's no pretending to being a cowboy. Either you are or you aren't. Which is why everything we do as a company improves or preserves this way of life. The romance, the honesty, the toughness, the craft. More cowboys, please. America could use them. Resist All. We live it every day.
Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame has announced its class of inductees for 2024. This year's class will enter the Hall of Fame on July the 13th in Colorado Springs. The festivities coincide with the NFR Open, the rodeo presented by the Pikes Peak or Bust Rodeo in Colorado Springs, Colorado. This year's class of inductees, six-time world champion bareback rider Casey Field, J.D. Yates, National Finals Rodeo Team Roping qualifier Blue Stone, who won world titles in the bull riding the only 2 years that he qualified, 1968 world champion team roper Art Arnold, rodeo stock contractor Sammy Andrews, the bucking bull Mr. T, owned by the Burns Rodeo Company. The WPRA's inductees are Marlene Edelman McCray and Gina Day, both world champion barrel racers, the Tri-State Rodeo out of Fort Madison, Iowa. The Ken Stemler Pioneer Award goes to rodeo announcer and Roper Sports News founder Bob Feist. And in the contract personnel category, Daryl Diefenbach, 12 times selected to fight bulls at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Diefenbach graced the arena as a consistent presence at the NFR from 2001 through 2012. The man we called the Thunder from Down Under then, now a father, a family man, runs a construction business out of Hermiston, Oregon, spends a lot of time supporting his wife, Lacey, and her pursuits in the barrel racing business. Daryl Diefenbach joins us to talk about his induction into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. Bullfighter Daryl Diefenbach is one of this year's inductees into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. Daryl, welcome. Congratulations. You've had a couple of days to think about this. What do you think about that phone call you got on Monday about going into the hall?
Oh, Steve, what a dream come true. What an honor, huh?
You told the committee when they called you that you this had always been something that kind of been in the back of your mind. After 12 NFRs, it certainly is well-deserved.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, it's an honor for a couple of reasons and a big deal for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, I was a young kid in another country with a set of goals on my door in my room. And the goal at the bottom of that list was, you know, obviously after, you know, my small goals, you know, come to America, join the PRCA, make the finals. And then the very last one was to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. And for that to happen, you know, being a kid in another country with a goal like that and accomplishing that to me is cool. And then, you know, for my kids, you know, hopefully made a legacy for my kids and something that they can be proud of.
You grew up in Australia. Tell me what you did there that helped you to become a good bullfighter in Australia and a great bullfighter. I think I can say this correctly, Daryl, when you got to America.
Yeah. You know, there's several factors. I at home for a long time, there was just one bullfighter rule. So, you know, I fought bulls a lot at home by myself. And, And I don't know what the bulls are like at home, but the bulls back home used to be pretty mean. They don't, you know, there's not as many rodeos in Australia as there is here, so the bulls don't get travelled and handled as much. So when they show up the town, they're pretty waspy. So, you know, being an only bullfighter, you have a lot of responsibility on you, and I feel like that helped me to rise to the occasion. And then a good friend of mine and my mentor, Graham Bagheero, he was, you know, in my opinion, one of the best bullfighters to ever come out of Australia. He taught me to fight bulls, and he had spent some time, a lot of time in Canada and some time in the United States and stuff, and he knew how it worked over here. So he got a hold of me, become good friends with Graham. He taught me to fight bulls and put the polish on me. And then I think when I come to America, you know, I just come here with the sole purpose of trying to make the finals. When you get to fight bulls, when you can live and breathe rodeo every day of the week, all day, you rise to that next level. You know, like in Australia, you got to work, you know, I was a builder by trade over there, and you work all week and jump in your car Friday afternoon or Saturday morning and go to one rodeo on the weekend and back to work on Monday. But, you know, when you get to America and, you know, you can rodeo pretty much from Tuesday till Sunday. And in some, you know, some rodeos, obviously all week for 3 weeks long, you just, you know, helped me get to that next level because I was living, breathing it and doing it every day.
How old were you when you came to the States, Daryl?
I was 24 when I came to America.
You?
And 27 when I made my first NFR. So my third year here, I made my first NFR.
You were almost 40 when you did your last National Finals rodeo.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay, I won't. It's you're retired now. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm more famous now than I ever was. All the phone calls I've been getting from friends and stuff, I kind of feel like I'm important or something.
Yeah, you know. So, talk to me about the rodeos that you were involved with, Daryl. Did you have a really steady run of some rodeos and some big rodeos during the time that you were fighting bulls and you were going hard here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, I was real fortunate. I had a good run. My winter run either consisted of, Fort Worth or San Antonio, but I was at Fort Worth for a couple of years and then I went to San Antonio. I go from San Antonio, which we were 21 person at San Antonio, and then to, Tucson for I think 5 or 6 perfs, and back to Houston for 20 perfs, and then have a few spring rodeos. But like my summer run was outstanding. I used to go I'd go from Vernal, Utah, up to Calgary Stampede. I'd overnight, once Calgary Stampede got done, I'd overnight from Calgary Stampede to Salt Lake City. I'd work the first 3 perfs at Salt Lake City. I'd drive overnight to Cheyenne. Start the first perf at Cheyenne, and then I had a friend, Woody, he had a little plane. I'd charter his plane, and I would fly. I'd do the day perf at Cheyenne. I'd do the day perf at Cheyenne and fly to Salt Lake for the night perf there for 4 performances. Then back to Cheyenne for a couple of days, and then the day before the short round at Cheyenne, he'd fly me to Eagle, Colorado for a bull ride, special section of bulls. Then we go back to Cheyenne, get done with Cheyenne, and I think I had Monday and Tuesday to get to Eagle. I'd work Eagle till Saturday, overnight from Eagle to Loveland, Colorado for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then overnight to Colorado Springs from Wednesday till I think Saturday, and then back up to Caldwell. So yeah, I used to have a really good run of rodeos.
Wow. You loved fighting bulls.
I did, you know, at that point in my life, it meant everything to me. And I feel like I worked hard at it, you know. I'm not a natural athlete, so everything I had to do in that aspect, I had to work super hard at. I am lucky God gave me a big heart and a lot of determination, and that compensated, I guess, for the athletic ability I never had.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the guys today that we watch, Tuck and Webb and those guys, they're all gym rats. I mean, they're really committed to, you know, workout programs and all that. your travel schedule was such in the summer, you didn't have time to be a gym rat, I don't think. But how did you hit all that?
Well, I mean, you're going enough, and like you say, it was busy enough that didn't have time to get a little workout when you can, but I was going so much, I was basically exercising every day of my job, you know what I mean? But, you know, I still went into the, you know, before the finals, the big workout regimen, and then going into winter, a big regiment workout. But a lot of the times, I probably in my whole bullfighting career, I probably only had 3 or 4 years where I wasn't packing some kind of injury. I always seemed like I was hurt, and that affected the workout too. It's just, you know, the sports medicine guys keep me going just so I could go in the arena.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about Webster and Tuckus, you know, they're natural athletes, you know.
Yeah, these guys are. Go ahead, Daryl. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. They're just natural athletes, and they got great ability to fight bulls. That's why them guys are great. You know.
Yeah, I really feel like we're living in an age now, and I think that when you were going and you were competing and you were fighting bulls and up until. There's been a run in the last 10, 15, 20 years when we've seen some absolutely incredible bullfighters.
Without a doubt, yeah, without a doubt. And then, you know, the freestyle bullfights kind of made a bit of a comeback, and we got to see a lot of guys, how athletic they were in them bullfights and stuff, you know. But it's like anything, it evolves and just gets better. Each generation gets better.
You know, Daryl, I was thinking about, as you were talking about your life, things have just kind of worked out the way they were supposed to for you. You grew up wanting to learn to fight bulls, but you had a full-time construction job and you'd go off and fight bulls on weekends in Australia. You're selected for 12 national finals rodeos here. Now you're headed into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. And as you and I are talking, I'm taking you away from running your construction business.
You're fine.
You know,
an excuse to get out of work is a good excuse for me.
but I guess the point being that early preparation, you know, that thing that you did when you were a kid, now it's become a pretty good business for you and your family.
Oh, absolutely, you know, absolutely. And I'm all about, you know, my wife, she's my hero. She's the greatest person I know. I have 3 kids that I love most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. And basically these days, yeah, I have a construction company. We do some commercial and residential work. And it's all, my time's all spent working. And if I'm not working, my wife, she's been going to some rodeos. She's got a pretty nice horse going. So take her to some rodeos and the kids, between wrestling and their rodeo and stuff. Yeah. Just a different chapter of life. And I don't want to sound bad, but I don't miss rodeo. I had my time in rodeo, and then now I'm living the next chapter of my life, and it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I love getting to come home every night.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, being able to come home every night and have that beautiful family waiting for you. Full disclosure, I've known Daryl's wife, Lacey, since she was a kid. I think I announced all her high school rodeos. It really has turned into... Things have gone pretty well for you, I think, Daryl Diefenbach.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I've been very, very fortunate, that's for sure.
Yeah. Daryl, have you thought about what you're going to say on July 13th when you stand up in front of all those people?
Not really.
Huh, well.
Do I got to give a speech, do I?
Yeah, you might want to give that some thought sometime between now and the middle of July.
Well, I don't think it'll matter what I say, and no one will be able to understand me anyway, so I think I'm pretty good.
There you go. Daryl, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. So well-deserved. I am so happy for you, and I am just I'm proud to be able to call you a friend, and I'm really thrilled that this worked out for you the way it did.
Thanks, Steve, and I got to give credit to you. You know, you dedicate your life to rodeo. You're an ambassador, a true ambassador to the sport of rodeo, and I always enjoy listening to you, hearing you, and like I said, you just give so much to rodeo, and hopefully rodeo gives it back to you.
Well, Daryl, thank you. I appreciate that, and rodeo's given me more than I could ever ask for, so I'm blessed to be a part of this industry. Daryl Diefenbach, Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame inductee. The induction ceremonies will take place July the 13th in Colorado Springs. You can go to ProRodeo.com or ProRodeoHallOfFame.com for more on this year's class of inductees into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. Thanks to Daryl Diefenbach for his time. This week on the Steve Kenyon podcast, we'll talk about the professional bull riders and their upcoming world finals. We had a chance to sit down with Sean Gleason, the CEO of the PBR. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Wrangler. They're the proud sponsors of the Legends of the Hall podcast. God bless everybody. I'm Steve Kenyon.